Now, here's your host, Mark Moses.
Good afternoon and welcome. Welcome indeed to, yes, hour number two of the Mark Moses Show. Let's go over the latest on the SEC with all these crazy headlines going on. He's got his great job there in Nashville and all throughout the Southeast with his show, his website. He does it all. Johnny Ballpark Franks, my man, how you doing today?
Good afternoon. I hope the weather is nicer there than it is here in Middle Tennessee today. We've been experiencing a lot of nice rain over the last two or three days. I'm ready for some spring-like weather, some sun, and more.
All right, don't hate me when I say this. The weatherman, 80s to low 90s today. Sorry.
I think he delivered. He could take the rest of the day off.
yes, he can. Let's go over the latest at this hour where Kentucky's looking for a coach, but Mr. Drew at Baylor said no. What are your thoughts, buddy?
I'll tell you my thoughts. If you're making $200,000 a year, which is, we're not, but it'd be great to say we could be doing that. You would have to work 25 years to make what Scott Drew makes in 1 year, the same amount of money what Nate Oates makes in 1 year at Alabama. Why would you leave a situation where there's no pressure, the intensity is not there compared to, quote-unquote, a blue-blood basketball school like Kentucky, like North Carolina? Does Scott Drew play at Kentucky? No. So why would you leave that? It, just like Nate Oates, you know, he has to worry about the stress for 3 months out of the year. The other times he can enjoy a newly being built lake house, you know. So why would you put yourself through that? Because, you know, say you get $9 or $10 million a year. Great. But you're already making five plus. Isn't that enough? So if you're in a situation and you love it, it's especially now with the NIL and everything else that's being thrown into the mix, you know, why would you leave?
Does it also help him where he won a national championship at Baylor? Like, I can win here. I don't need to go to Kentucky.
Well, and then how about multiplying that by two when you're Dan Hurley and saying, hey, I've got two now, and look how many national championships we have won here in the 21st century compared to Kentucky, compared to Duke. So if you're happy where you are and you've got something rolling, then why leave? Money's not – when you're making the kind of money we're talking about, once again, I go back, it would take you – if you're making $100,000 a year, it would take you 50 years to make what these guys at the at Baylor, at Alabama, at UConn, what they make in 1 year. So let that sink in when we start thinking about, yeah, but there's more money. Well – how much is enough?
I don't like this. You're depressing me now. Now I'm thinking about it. This is not good,
I know.
Buddy.
See, why is that? See, I break it down because I think we get so lost. It wasn't like that when I was growing up as a kid following sports, you know, when you're talking about 30,000 or 40,000 or 50,000 playing baseball. But when you're talking about the numbers we're talking about now where, oh, Devontae Smith is in negotiations for a four-year, $98 million deal, I mean, how much is enough? You know, you're talking about enough money for your kids to be rich, for their kids to be rich, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Generational type wealth.
We're with Johnny Ballpark Franks. Okay. What do you do if you're there at UConn? If you just did win two national titles, if Kentucky calls you, what do you tell them, though?
Well, once again, I mean, who are you negotiating with? I mean, are you Dan Hurley? It's not about necessarily money. You want a good situation. You don't want to put your school in a situation where now there is additional pressure. You know, so, I mean, will he get a raise if he decides to stay? Absolutely, and he should. I mean, he should have gotten a raise anyway on the fact that, and more security by winning too. But he does come from a basketball family. His dad's a coach. Bobby Hurley, a coach, but he was also a star player at Duke. I still remember when I was at Tennessee State, we had back-to-back appearances in the NCAA tournament. The first year in 93, we played in Orlando against Seton Hall. The very next year, we played Kentucky in St. Pete. But I still remember the fans screaming down at a guard playing for Seton Hall, Bobby's better to Dan Hurley when he took the court, then known as Danny Hurley. This is one thing where Danny Hurley doesn't have to, like, take a back seat on with regards to coaching in that family.
Who's going to be the next coach, then, in your eyes, at Kentucky?
You know, here's the thing. I see this list of coaches who've already said no, and I don't care if it's a football opening, a basketball opening. I still go back to, if you're in business and you're in marketing, if you're in sales, I'm waiting for a first no. You sell as well. You know, I'm already waiting for the first no, because there's two objections usually in sales. You know, it's money or value. So I'm waiting for the no. And so if you're like an AD, which, by the way, I mean, the true power is with boosters anyway, but if you're the figurehead, an AD looking to fill a vacancy, if you back away on hearing no, I mean, I still go back to what the late Mal Moore did. He was told no by Nick Saban. Nick Saban had moved on in his head. Nick Saban was coaching the Miami Dolphins. Nick Saban, still with two games to go, had a chance to go from 6-8 to 8-8. That didn't happen. He ended up losing the last two games. But did Mal Moore take that no? No, he did not. He flew down uninvited to South Florida, basically got himself invited into the living room with the Mrs. Saban, and the rest is history. And so after being told, after Nick Saban, people always say that Nick Saban lied about his interest in Alabama. He didn't lie. His mind was changed, because when he said no originally, he meant no. It was Mal Moore that didn't take no for an answer. So if you're Mitch Barnhart, the AD at Kentucky, and you've already been told no by Billy Donovan, been told no by, Scott Drew, been told no by everybody on your list early, you better go back, because he's been told no now by Dan Hurley, Nate Oates, Scott Drew, Billy Donovan. How long down that list are you going to go? You better make some calls again and maybe do it in person. Don't just make it by phone call. Show up in person.
There's a part of me, as a lifelong Bulls fan, I want Billy Donovan to leave. I want him to leave the Bulls.
Right?
But what's weird, you know what's weird about him? He coached so long ago in college now. Does he even understand how to coach with NIL and transfer portal? I don't know.
There's coaches coaching now, in as far as that was coaching before NIL and now coaching with NIL, and they still don't know the NIL. So to answer that question, so much, things have changed dramatically over the last 2 years. So if you're out of college coaching for the last 2 years and now you're getting back in it, it's a different story. Now, there is one person's name out there, and it was never a good idea in the first place. But if you get told no enough, then at what point do you stop the bleeding and say, hey, Rick Pitino, hey, can you come in for a few years and be our head coach? And as we look for a permanent solution to the problem, at what point, how far down the list do you go? Now, Mark Pope, here's a Kentucky guy. He played on the national championship team in 96. He has been successful at BYU. Is he your first, second, third, fourth, or fifth choice? No. But he does understand the culture in Lexington. And so, it might be one of those ideas where it's like, hey, maybe we should give him a second look.
Do you think it was a good time, though, where Kentucky and Calipari broke up, though?
Well, the problem, if you're on the one side, just like how many times have you heard of, friends having issues at work, and, management's like riding somebody, but does not really have a game plan if they get to the point where they run that person off, and all of a sudden then the person gets a better job, better opportunity, and they move on, and then what happens to that company, to that manager trying to fill that position? They get caught with their pants down. All this conversation that was out there, if you're Mitch Barnhart, if you weren't having conversations with agents already, I learned a long time ago when I would, because eventually I was going to be an athletics director if I stayed in athletics. And so one of the biggest things I was always taught is that I don't care what position you're talking about. If they're under you as far as that umbrella, it could be a head coach, could be assistant coach, it could be a trainer, have 10 names constantly updated in pencil for every position that you have that's under your control. And so if you're already – look, the writing was on the wall anyway. It wasn't like this just happened overnight in Lexington. I mean, this wasn't like the first 6 or 7 years with John Calipari. You know, what has happened since COVID, and this is not Kentucky basketball as far as the way the fans of Kentucky basketball perceive Kentucky basketball. So what was Mitch Barnhart doing? You know, you better had already had somebody lined up or a couple of people lined up that you knew that would take the job if that position was ever available. If you got to the point where your head coach is being run off, which let's don't – and look, Kentucky's not the first program to run off a successful coach. I mean, I'll give you two names at Alabama where Wallace Wade won two national championships in the 20s, the first national championships in Alabama football history, and by the time 1930 rolled around, he was on the hot seat. He got tired of it. His skin was thin. He lined up a job at Duke. And oh, by the way, he honored his contract, won a national championship in 1930 for Alabama, and said, see ya. And then you get Bear Bryant, three national championships in the 60s. By the end of the 60s, just 2 years later, the pressure was on to the point where it's like, oh, maybe football has passed Bear Bryant by. And here he was, you know, late 50s. And maybe it's like, maybe we should start thinking about another coach. Well, what happens in the 70s? They switch to the wishbone. They win three more national championships. They were the team of the decades in the 60s and the 70s. But the bottom line is the fan base tried to get rid of Wallace Wade, tried to get rid of Bear Bryant, and a lot of the fans in Lexington were unhappy with John Calipari, and this is what you got.
Did you get to see the press conference? You know what? It wasn't even a press conference. It was more, it reminded me of when the Miami Heat got LeBron, Wade, and Bosh together. That sort of felt like, did you watch that on SEC Network?
I'll be honest, I will say no, because I didn't. I heard about it, but no, I was like, no, I'm good. I told you, last time we visited, I just told you how crazy Kentucky basketball is these days. Just like they have literally this guy's responsibility, one of their student managers, is to have a modern day boombox, not making this up, playing this rap intro song as they go from the dressing room to the outer part of just before you go inside the arena. This was in at the SEC tournament in Nashville. It is their walk-up music, just like a boxer would have his walk-up music, except this walk-up music was back in the back part of the arena, and it was just hysterical watching this kid with this modern-day boombox as these players would go from the dressing room to the arena.
It's crazy.
That's what it's like to be a head coach in football, basketball, at major conferences these days.
Okay, here's what it is from an outsider perspective. We're here with my good friend Johnny Ballpark Franks. Appreciate coming on. I live in a state with multiple professional teams in multiple cities. Like, I'm in a big state. There's big-time college sports, there really is, and there's big-time pro sports.
Weren't these universities also professional sports at this before the NIL, too?
Yes. Yes, they are.
Okay.
So,
sorry, just checking.
What's interesting, watching that press conference where they had, like, you know, 10,000 fans at the arena cheering on Calipari, this is their team. This is the state team. There's no pro sports in Arkansas. It's this is their pro sport team, pretty much.
Yep. And they've got the money.
Oh,
they've got Tyson Foods. They have Walmart. They have money.
Yeah. And it was like they were so starstruck by Calipari, they couldn't believe he was there. It's like they're seeing an actual famous person has come to their state.
We played a meaningless non-conference game there. You know, they were buying a W. This is when Nolan Richardson was head coach of Arkansas.
Yeah.
It was like 3 days before Christmas, or maybe it was in 2 days before Christmas. So no reason why you should be going to this basketball game, right, on a Saturday afternoon. Said you should be planning for Christmas. That place was packed for that, knowing it was one of these name the final score kind of games. You know, we went in, played respectfully, lost by, I think, 18 or 20. But the bottom line is we knew the result before we went in there because this was right, you know, during that time, during their championship runs. And so they have support. And, you know, the other part about it, redemption and retribution. Think about those R words, because this is what's going to happen with John Calipari at Arkansas. And there is one school right there he's staring at. By the way, as far as looking at some other names, you know, I'm still waiting to see Bruce Pearl say no. If you're Kentucky, would you call on, but would Bruce Pearl want to leave? Once again, he's in the top 10 range as far as money. How much is enough? You know, he's winning. And the only problem now is that Auburn is not the best basketball team in the state of Alabama anymore.
No.
Great what Bruce Pearl did, but Bruce Pearl and his success is the reason why Alabama is now having the success that they're having in men's basketball.
I never thought we'd talk this much men's basketball after the tournament. I won't lie to you. It's pretty amazing.
Oh, he's a personality. I mean, this is fun stuff here. This doesn't really have anything to do with anything on the court.
No.
This is the drama, the human interest stories behind the scenes.
I'd be fascinated as a documentary type show this summer how Calipari said he has no players on scholarship right now, and then he's going to start making phone calls. I would watch this show. Would you do it?
Oh, absolutely. But here's the thing. He's going to have the number one recruiting class, if not the number one, at least top two or three at Arkansas this year.
Yeah, he'll be making the phone calls. He really will. It's wild, dude. Real quick, my last one for basketball is... is that coach at UConn the top coach in college basketball now?
No.
Ooh, who is it then?
I'm just not going to give you that. If you got 340 coaches at the Division I level, I'm not going to give you that. Great job. There's so many factors that go into Termas. I say this all the time. You know, I know that he accomplished this year with the back-to-back hasn't been done since Florida did it in 2006 and 2007, and before that what Duke did. And then we go and we always talk about, John Wooden and all that. But then again, though, UCLA did not have to go through the different levels that teams have to go through now to win a national title. Would he still have won national championships at UCLA? Yes, he would. Would he have won as many? I don't think so. I mean, heck, even the second best team in the conference back then, USC, couldn't even get to the NCAA tournament. Look at what Nate Oates has done at Alabama. He's certainly on that list. The job that Bruce Pearl has done at Auburn is one thing to recruit people to play football at Auburn. It's another thing to get them to come down and play men's basketball. So, you know, UConn was already winning national championships before Dan Hurley took over the job. I'm not going to give you that.
Okay,
it's a lot easier to win when you've got a school that has a tradition of winning. Look at Kalen DeBoer. Is he going to win a national championship in the next 5 years? I think he'll be playing for one in the next 5 years. Could be even this year. But is he a good coach as Nick Saban? No. But the bottom line is, if you go to a program where anything short of playing or being in that conversation to win a national championship, then, you know, I'm not going to give you, quote unquote, best coach. Just not going to give you that.
What's interesting, Johnny, is... so they were in the Big East, then that fell apart. So then they go to the American Conference. And who was the coach? Kevin Ollie? Was that who it was?
Yes.
And they win? So it's a weird trivia question. They won the 2014 national title with him as the coach in the American Conference. Then he gets let go. They kind of fizzle. Then they go to the new Big East. But then this Hurley guy's there in 18. It took him like 4 or 5 years to get them back. It's very bizarre of a program.
It is. How long will they be able to continue this?
I don't know.
That'll be interesting to see, knowing you've got the Big Ten and the SEC becoming the big, powerful conferences that they are. And they haven't stopped, in my opinion. I mean, Florida State, Clemson's got to end up somewhere, right?
What's weird to me... And look, you do a great job, and you rattle off like all these great historical facts. You look at all these great teams in our lifetime for college basketball and all the great stars and names. I can't name anyone on these UConn teams. I have no idea. Oh, it's the weirdest thing.
I can't either. And then again, though, you know, that's why we're looking at how much money is being put out as far as the WNBA because of what we saw with Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese this year. You know, I'm amused because everybody thinks that women's basketball is not going to be ruling the sport from here on to eternity. And it's like, stop. We've been here before. And it fizzled out the very next year.
Yeah.
Caitlin Clark is not going to be playing for Iowa next year. Are we going to be getting $18 million watch the national championship next year? I don't think so.
This is my thing with the women's program.
By the way, let me just say, back when I first got into college athletics as far as media relations and promotions, I was one of the in the forefront as far as pushing women's athletics. You know, I was able to get two of my former athletes silver anniversary awards. You know, I was able to get my head coach the National Women's Basketball Coach of the Year. You know, I was also at a school that produced more medal winners as far as in the Olympics than most countries ever have achieved in their entire life as a country. So I'm not demeaning women's basketball, but just let's don't take away from the fact the it thing. And that's one of those factors that we'll never be able to truly define what made Johnny Manziel Johnny Manziel, or your favorite singer what they are, or Taylor Swift blowing up like she did. I mean, there's just something that you can't wrap around, you can't put in a bottle, you can't have, hey, Mark, drink this, you'll become that. It's just one of those things that we, you know, I mean, I'm still waiting, just like I'm still waiting for the killer bees from South America, I'm still waiting for soccer to rule and be the most popular sport on television as far as in the U.S. over football, over baseball, over basketball, because we kept being told over and over and over again that was going to happen, and we've been told that for three decades.
The thing I'll just tell you real quick, and I appreciate coming on, is look, women's basketball, I loved this tournament. I watched all those games down the stretch.
I loved it, too. I've always loved women's basketball.
But at the same time, there's still only about five or six teams where all the players go play for. Like, you know, it's, remember, the NC, their tournament, the first two rounds are at home games. It doesn't sell out like the men's tournament. And it's not until the Sweet 16 that it moves on. But again, I loved it. I really did. But where do you go? You go to UConn women, South Carolina's a power. Tennessee used to be a mega power with Pat Summitt. Yeah, that. The Juju ladies at USC. Caitlin Clark was at Iowa. You know, and Stanford has some players. That's about it, right?
I mean, are you going to be paying attention to Iowa next year without Caitlin Clark? No.
See, that's why.
You're not.
Okay, that's why she was like Larry Bird, because he went to Indiana State and they got to the title game. And they can't,
You missed those. I mean, I still remember it like it was yesterday. Larry Bird transferring from Indiana to Indiana State. And I still remember that magical run. Still the most watched national title game on record. I mean, we're still waiting for that to be surpassed. And that was 1979.
Think about this, and I'll let you go. South Carolina in two seasons lost one game. And it was to Caitlin Clark in the Final Four. That's it. That was their one loss in two seasons. That's how crazy that is.
That's hard to do, too, by the way.
Yes,
I mean, you know, that the bottom line is some days, you know, that those rims are just smaller and smaller and smaller. You know, just some days you it's just you're off by an inch, and that's the difference in some of these contests.
You look at resumes. That Tarazi lady, phenomenal. Just player and coach, she might go down as the greatest resume in basketball. This is wild. Like, I mean,
I love the fact, I will say this about Caitlin Clark. Now the opportunity is there. Now what will women's basketball do with that opportunity? And my guess is not enough, and it will go back until we get the next Caitlin Clark. And it may be 25, 30 years from now. Who knows?
Hey, it was fun watching the tournament. I know we're out of time. I appreciate coming on, man. Johnny Ballpark Franks, thanks for your help, and have a great day, all right?
Hey, have a wonderful weekend, and I appreciate you always inviting me on.